May the wisdom and courage of Jesus be yours, dear heart dwellers. Well, I'm sure you've noticed we've gone from a flowery season of joyful expectation for the wedding feast of the Lamb, waiting for the rapture, into a dark and uncertain, hostile landscape where the enemy has played with people's faith that the rapture would never happen and that they are deceived. Or the enemy has them right on the edge of their seat every day. The rapture's going to happen any minute. Either way, he's gotten their attention off track. Now, Ezekiel and I have had concerns that the messages are too heavy and too dark lately, too different from the almost daily loving messages of our Lord. But I've been faithful to say what I'm told, dear ones. These are not my manufactured messages, but as clearly as I can communicate them, they are his thoughts right now. So I came into prayer with this heart. Lord, am I missing you? Why are these messages more often more difficult? Is it me, Lord? Well, here's his answer. Jesus began, Claire, there are seasons. Just as in the natural world, there's fall and winter, then spring and summer, so is it in the supernatural world. As below, so above. That's why I've told you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Your concerns are legitimate, and I'm not dismissing them. But you would not be serving me or the interests of my flock if you did not follow my seasons and my instructions. This is not a time of drawing souls into the wedding chamber, although I never lose my longing and affection for my bride. Never. It is a continuous pain in my heart that we're separated, and I so long for the day we are united. But you are all in a war zone right now. Every one of your followers are under attack, sometimes continuous, although I do give respite. And while it seems so dark and heavy, it is quite necessary to the survival of souls and to the fruit we will harvest together. I loathe the demonic realm, and talking about it sickens me. But far too many of my Christians have no idea what they're dealing with. This is a season of preparation and strengthening, and without it they will falter and feel abandoned by me. You have done well to accept sufferings on my behalf and for the world, but there's another suffering that is not necessary, and that is the suffering from your own sins. Open doors bring in a world of hurt. I am teaching you all how to keep the doors closed to the demonic realm. Not everyone is called to be a deliverance minister, but all of you are called to keep yourselves clean and unspotted from the world, even as is written in the book of James. As you experience today and yesterday, here he's speaking to me, an abundance of possessions means an abundance of washing, folding, storing, finding room for everything, and all the hassles that go with repairing things. It was a teachable moment in which you could reconsider your involvement with the world, Claire. It was also one of those opportunities I talked about a few days ago, something to offer me for the progress of your country. I'm sorry this time seems so dark and dreary to you, but it is necessary if you want to grow spiritually. Even as I preached from the very beginning, if you follow the teachings in the Beatitudes and my teachings about loving your brother and being separated from the world and its desire nature, you could much more easily live this life without a need for deliverance. But my words are not taken seriously, Claire. If you knew the import of what I have taught you in the scriptures, you would live it to the T, even though it's quite difficult. You could not afford to allow yourself the liberty of wandering or even looking over the safety of the sheepfold, or involving yourself in any negativity or bad attitudes. It is a mighty task to overcome your flesh and live a holy life. That's the true enemy that you need to vanquish every day of your life. A mighty task that you are not prepared for from childhood. Much too much rancor is commonplace in the home environment. Children learn by example, and parents pass on their resentments to their offspring. What I'm saying, beloved, is that I acknowledge this is not pleasant, nor necessarily uplifting, except when you take repentance as seriously as I'm asking you to. There is holy peace and holy joy and very holy fruit. My dear ones, I long to see an end to your sufferings, but you have chosen me over the world, and now the worldly ways that entrap you to Satan must be deliberately worked out of your behavior. I don't love you one iota less. If anything has changed, it is more and more compassion and love for you, because you care enough to change and really work hard at changing. Many of you ask why the sad things happen to you, and I'm attempting to teach you why. Why the health problems? Why the inconveniences? Why the emotional ups and downs? I want to see an end to these things more than you do, and that's why I'm teaching you how your heart gets defiled, how sickness enters into your body, how plans you would like to make are blocked. The very substance of the opposition in your lives. I am teaching you this, and I am teaching you how to free yourselves as well. I'm sorry this is not a pretty and flowery endeavor, but in the end it will yield perfectly beautiful fruit and a deeper relationship with me, my spirit, and my Father. You will find greater and greater joy in my company as you choose to separate yourselves from worldly attitudes that are destroying you from the inside out. Once you learn these things, greatly blessed are you when you practice them, and I will be able to advance you into ministries you have only dreamt of. Yes, you'll be able to carry the weight and not fall. Your hearts will be prepared, and you will not be blind to your own interior and what you are carrying around. Many of you are on this channel because you want to grow in spiritual depth. If I fed you wedding gowns and fairy tale trips through heaven, you would never address the things that must be clean before you can live in heaven. Nevertheless, trips to heaven will increase among you to encourage you in this long and difficult journey. I will console you. Even now, when you are having the most difficulty, many of you see me holding you and looking at you with so much compassion. It's true, that's what he does for me. That is my heart. What husband does not suffer when his spouse suffers? So yes, I suffer with you. And because of that, I wish for you to know and understand how these doors of suffering get opened, and how to keep them from opening. Your enemy has come to kill, steal, and destroy, to defile and make soiled our sweet relationship. So you must learn how he operates to protect yourself and your loved ones. Ignorance is not bliss, it's disaster. So please be patient with me as I reveal how the demonic realm is arrayed against you. And when you fall, how to raise yourself back up immediately before the fall turns into a stronghold. I am your loving and faithful Savior. I adore each and every one of you. And if this were not vital to our happiness, I would never bring it to you for your consideration. Please be patient and honor me in this. Learn every day to come to me and my spirit, and allow yourselves to see any bit of corruption in your hearts. You will be so much healthier and happier. And that's the end of his message. Well, thank you, Lord. That explains it all perfectly. And I wanted to let you guys know that the next three messages are going to be intense instruction on how we all go astray every day and how to correct it before the enemy gets a stronghold or a foothold in our lives. Because strongholds are hard to get out. They require prayer and fasting. So please understand, I'm being guided by Him. And everything I put up on this channel is done with His blessing and His instruction behind it. So in the next series of messages, I'm going to be interviewing Dr. Sherry Steinhoff from New York City. She's a retired physician who had her own practice in New York City in radiology and neurology. Also worked as an emergency room doc at Sloan Kettering Hospital in New York City. For medical reasons, she took an early retirement. But in actuality, the Lord was setting her up for the real work that she was to do. He has an incredible gift for diagnostics as well, which gives her the opportunity in working with the Lord to see things that very few people would understand. And she always submits her opinion to the Lord. In fact, she's quick to put herself down. It leaves a field open for what the Lord has to say. And very often in the Spirit, the Lord will work with her on different bodies. And we have felt the difference, seriously felt the difference. This is the real deal, and it's quite amazing. It has been working regularly and outstandingly for the last month. So I would say it's tried and true. Please understand, this is Jesus' instruction to Dr. Sherry, not her own thing. And He gave it to her for all of us because we really need it right now. So you can be looking forward to that. That'll be up tomorrow, the first in the series of three messages. Love you all dearly. Thank you for your patience with me. Sometimes messages take a little bit of time to put together because situations have to be resolved, and then a lesson comes out of that. So if you don't hear from me, know that that's what's going on. I want to take a moment to thank those of you who have been donating to our channel on a regular basis and keeping us afloat. Thank you so much. We're able to do so much for you, so much more, because of your regular help. We also still have a Christmas list up on Amazon, but I want to reiterate what Jesus said. He does not want this to be a materialistic Christmas. He doesn't want us shopping and getting drawn off course. He needs us to be backing Mr. Trump as he heads towards the Oval Office. So I'm asking all of you, please, if you want to send just one little thing, that would be wonderful. We'll make sure that it's distributed to the community like we did last year. And that'll keep you from the shopping malls and getting carried away, because he really, really does not want our focus on that. But this is a work of mercy for children who can't afford to have toys, new toys and new things. This is a work of mercy for them. So a little bit goes a long way. But please, be faithful to Him and don't get all entangled in shopping and food preparation and all the things that normally just eat your time up and then you're too tired for prayer. And I wanted to mention, too, that thanks to your regular donations, we are able to put together food cards at the local grocery store. So families who we've discovered don't have any provision for Thanksgiving are going to have a turkey and all the fixings. So this is a blessing from you to Jesus. And we're going to distribute those here in the community as well. Love you all, dearly heart dwellers. And I'm so blessed that you're here with us and that you're growing spiritually. I pray for you seriously every single day. The Lord bless you and give you His courage and wisdom. Amen.